Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, September 20th, 2013, and this is Alan Ward, a Denver Council 9 volunteer, reporting. There is a distressing increase in the number of flight attendants who are reporting their flying partners to management. We cannot tell you why this is happening, but we can tell you that your AFA Professional Standards Committee is a decidedly better way to address problems with a flying partner. As part of AFA's Employee Assistance Program, we have trained professional standards volunteers who are available to you in every domicile. After a discussion with you, they will follow up on the situation and pursue appropriate action. Because confidentiality is the cornerstone of employee assistance, committee representatives will not report back to you concerning the flight attendant or any recommendations that were made. When you go to management to report a flying partner, it is a quite different story, and the consequences can be severe. The professional standards component of AFA EAP exists to assist flight attendants in any area that affects professional conduct. It is important for everyone to take responsibility for creating a cooperative, rewarding, and pleasant work environment. If conflict does occur, take the initiative to deal with it. We encourage the resolution of the conflict by trying to discuss the specific behavior or area of contention and find an acceptable solution. We recommend that flying partners approach each other and speak about the problem in a calm, non-threatening manner out of the view of passengers. Sometimes it is better to wait until after work off the plane when both have had some time to think more clearly about the matter. Above all, keep it professional. If a discussion does not seem to be productive, please call your AFA EAP representative to discuss a professional standards matter. The AFA EAP is a voluntary and confidential service of your union. We can help to work it out and avoid writing up flying partners when both parties may be then subject to disciplinary action. Let's keep each other safe. Over the past several months, United Master Executive Council representatives have been working with management and the Federal Aviation Administration, renewing our commitment to an Aviation Safety Action Program, an ASAP, for flight attendants. We have finalized and signed a Memorandum of Understanding, that's an MOU, between the FAA, United Airlines, and AFA. United Airlines has been the industry leader in the establishment of safety action programs, that's SAP, and our program continues to be the model by which the industry SAP programs are measured. Our Onboard Safety Action Program, OSAP, dates back to January of 2005 when AFA and United Airlines entered into a partnership with the Federal Aviation Administration on an industry-leading cabin safety program aimed at addressing safety concerns and communicating hazards and corrective actions. Our program, formerly known as Onboard Safety Action Program, OSAP, has proven to be an effective safety tool. The name has been changed to reflect the current language of our division. The program will now be referred to as In-Flight Safety Action Program, so that's ISAP. The primary purpose of the United ISAP is to identify safety events and to implement corrective measures that reduce the opportunity for safety to be compromised. The program will continue to foster a voluntary, cooperative, non-punitive environment for the open reporting of safety concerns. Through such reporting, all parties have access to valuable safety information that may not otherwise be obtainable. This information will be analyzed in order to develop corrective action to help solve safety issues and possibly eliminate deviations from federal aviation regulations. To access the ISAP reporting system, you can follow the link on the Reports or Useful website page on our website. We continue to receive calls and questions regarding the new flight attendant uniform and the associated appearance standards. Our efforts to address these concerns are ongoing through discussions with management directed at not only supporting your efforts to be in compliance with current uniform appearance regulations, but to ensure your personal comfort and safety while at work. Our advocacy for clarity in the uniform standards are ongoing, and we are hopeful that the upcoming revisions to these standards will address previous omissions or oversights and will remove some of the ambiguity that is the current source of questions. Periodic updates can be found on our website under News and Uniforms. Purser recurrent training started earlier this year and, after a hiatus for the summer months, has resumed at locations around the system in September and will continue into the month of October. Bidding for the October training dates closed this morning and is in the process of being awarded by the Flight Attendant Support Team. as provided in Section 9P3B4 and Section 12D3B4 of our contract, flight attendants who are purser qualified may be required to attend periodic meetings relevant to the purser position and will be compensated in accordance with Section 15A. While attendance at this training is a responsibility associated with being a purser, flight attendants are not required to attend this training while on vacation or during sacred days off preceding or following a scheduled vacation, as these days are considered part of that vacation period. Please check your domicile bid package cover letter for the dates this training will be offered at your location. If you have not bid for this training and this is your bid preference or must-go month, you will be assigned to attend training on an open training date. In the event you are unable to be scheduled to attend training on these dates due to vacation or other reasons, contact your domicile purser supervisor to discuss alternatives for meeting this responsibility and for obtaining the information presented during these training periods. Should you have any additional questions, please contact your local council. Our AFA CWA Disaster Relief Fund has been extended to AFA CWA members and retirees affected by the floods in Colorado. Due to the expansion of the presidential declaration for individual assistance, more counties in Colorado are now eligible for federal assistance. Flight attendants whose primary residences are located in Adams, Boulder, Clear Creek, El Paso, Jefferson, Larimer, and Weld counties, and who have faced displacement, damage, or financial loss, are eligible for this cash assistance as long as funds are available. For more questions about the application process or to donate to this fund, please go to our website or call the International EAP office at 1-800-424-2406. Negotiations with management resume on September 23, 2013 in Chicago. For the most up-to-date information regarding our negotiations, please visit www.ourunited.org and sign up for the Our United newsletter. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.